SBS Radio.
Sex. It sells advertising and dominates social media and the arts. It's so much easier to talk about these days. Or is it? When Lila McLennan was going to school, it was not so straightforward.
We basically had a couple of lessons in, I think, about grade 8 or 9, and it was sort of a part of our, like, PE. Sort of just replaced some of our normal theory lessons in there. It was basically just our PE teacher, the poor man who was just given, like, an out of date textbook and some brochures to give us, and just basically that was it.
New research suggests Lila's experience is not an isolated one. A survey from family support organisation Act for Kids has found the education that many Australians had at school on sex was rather unsatisfying, says CEO Katrina Lines.
The majority of Australians feel that the sex education they received at school didn't prepare them for real-life sexual experiences. Only a fifth of adults who were part of our survey learned about sex, relationships and consent at school, despite two-thirds of them telling us they became sexually active before they turned 18 years old.
A petition last year called for better consent education in schools. And since then, Queensland has been looking at changing when these kinds of issues are taught. Education Minister Grace Grace.
In particular, it's addressed in Year 11. Obviously, this is all part of saying, is that adequate? Do we need to start early?
Cecilia Roth from Family Planning New South Wales says sexuality education is in the national curriculum. Standards are just uneven.
Some of the things in that curriculum need to be made a lot more specific so that we will get more consistent and more effective education coming through, because the quality does vary. There are some schools doing a fantastic job and there are other schools where it's just not getting enough time and enough depth in the content that's taught.
Katrina Lyons says it needs to be taken more seriously because their survey shows too many people are leaving school more confused than ever. Some of them felt like they weren't ready for the sexual experiences they ended up having.
16% of the sample said they felt pressured the first time they had sex, and twice as many women as men felt pressured. So that's not okay. It's quite worrying because it tells us there's a lot of education that's missing for young people.
Lila's experience also bears this out.
The school that I went to was a private Presbyterian education. So that also definitely played into, I guess, their view of sex as a whole. There was a really big emphasis on just abstinence, like just not having any sort of sexual contact at all, which I'm sure you would also know is just impossible to tell to a bunch of teenagers. And there was also just not even like a mention of just anything other than like the straight heterosexual, gender conforming, I guess like sexual landscape.
Act for Kids wants to see a minimum standard mandated in schools across Australia for evidence-based sex ed programs. Cecilia Roth says this type of education would have a positive impact on health outcomes and the future sexual behaviour of teenagers. Former child protection worker Thomas McIntyre says it can also help prevent abuse.
That starts from when kids are tiny, you know, when to say no and what's appropriate. Touch and what's not and what makes you uncomfortable, and if you don't feel comfortable with a particular relationship, how do you manage that?
Lila says right now many kids are closing the information gap by turning to social media.
I know from a very young age I was on things like Tumblr and just YouTube, those sorts of places. Watching and reading things I definitely probably shouldn't have been. And so that was definitely like something that wasn't talked about in school, and so instead kids would go and like I guess seek it out by themselves and sometimes just not get like the right info.
Act for Kids says parents also have an important role to play in teaching healthy attitudes to their kids. Some studies have suggested that for some migrant families, there are cultural expectations against talking about sex. Cecilia Roth says resources are available for such families, but even then, it's important not to make assumptions.
You know, even within the same cultural group or the same language group, there's always a lot of variety from one family to another about what they feel comfortable with and what they feel, you know, that they're interested in learning about and their attitudes towards different things.
Katrina Lyons simply wants to see conversations about the realities of sex and healthy relationships normalised.
That very few of young adults reported that they are comfortable discussing sex with their parents, and a third of parents haven't spoken to their child at all about sex. We need to get comfy as a country and make this just an open, honest, factual conversation.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.